In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641. Or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McLean and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only, November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Kevin McCullough, we've got a big show for you. We'll check the markets before we're done. Scott Martin from Cramer Research will be here. We will also discuss some of the news of the day with Dr. Gina Loudon from the Real America's Voice News Network. We'll dig into the mayor's race with Curtis Sliwa stopping by, but we start with remembering a great American. Stay here.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And I should have said, not only a great American, but a great New Yorker who went on to become a great American and served as many presidents as John F. Kennedy, all the way through to being advisor, I believe, to Barack Obama before he finally stepped out of the limelight of the daily grind of American politics and sort of lived a more quiet life. But his name is Colin Powell, and of course, he's the former Secretary of State. He was the former Joint Chief Commander, and he was an advisor to presidents from Nixon forward. He went to Vietnam under John F. Kennedy and was one of the 16,000 officers that were assigned to the Vietnam conflict and worked in many different capacities there, but really had a remarkable touch with presidents from, as I said, Nixon all the way until he kind of finally stepped out of the limelight with President Obama. Someone who did work with General Powell, particularly in the dark hours of 9/11, is former Bush press secretary, Ari Fleischer, who now joins us. Ari, good to have you here. Sad to be discussing the passing of a great American, but we can celebrate the things that he did contribute to our country. And on this person's behalf, it was quite a bit, was it not?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he had a storybook life, service to our country, service through the Army, and he capped it off by becoming the Secretary of State. And he was really that rare American who transcended politics the way the military always was supposed to do. He rose above and was admired by all. A good, good guy, too. Just a kind man, a good personality, always upbeat, always affable. That's the Colin Powell that I got to see.
Well, and I think that that's the Colin Powell that a lot of Americans saw. But Ari, sometimes when you're in the you're in the thick of Washington in particular, and particularly in the milieu of wars, maybe wars that don't always go the way everyone plans, and you know, some of the more controversial moments that he was a part of, particularly during the Bush years, and the evidence that he presented to the UN and the Iraq War specifically. I know that there's always going to be discussions about, well, why didn't he do this or that in the aftermath? The point is, this was a guy that was trusted by so many presidents to give them advice. And, yeah, everyone's going to get something wrong every now and then. But look at the totality of what he contributed to his country. And I think we have to take our hat off in great deep appreciation.
Well, and even on the instance of his report to the United Nations, you know, Colin Powell was always a stand-up guy, and he faithfully and honorably presented the evidence that we had.
Right.
It wasn't Colin Powell's fault that it later turned out that the evidence was wrong. He went through it, and he made the decisions about what to present, where all of us had good, earnest reason to believe it was accurate.
Yeah.
And Powell delivered that message to the world, and he did it ably, he did it well, and he did it honestly, because that's what we all believe. But his life was so much broad. You know, the way I really got to know him was, first of all, he was the first person George Bush announced as a cabinet appointment.
Huh.
Coming out of the very divisive recount in 2000, Bush wanted to send a signal that we were going to bring this country together. So who did he pick first? Colin Powell. First nomination, Secretary of State, a man of great stature and bipartisanship. There really weren't many Colin Powells out there. There was only Colin Powell. And then people forget about this, but the most intractable foreign policy issue that we faced early in the administration was the Second Intifada in the West Bank, the daily number of homicide bombings, the lives taken as Palestinian terrorists detonate themselves at Israeli restaurants, and Israel rolled tanks into the West Bank. And Powell's impossible job was to try to defuse that. And, you know, Secretary of State can dealt the hardest cards.
They do.
And he worked as hard as anybody I've ever seen as a diplomat, former general turned diplomat, to try the impossible to bring peace to the Middle East. And he put his shoulder into it.
Ari, what was it like being in you know, with a cabinet meeting and having, because your boss, President Bush, was known for wanting to have a variety of opinions be given, and then he would evaluate the different claims that the different sides had, and then he would try to make the best decision based on the best judgment that he could be given. What was it like when it came to those discussions? Did Colin Powell ever, you know, get into an argument with another secretary and have to defend his viewpoint with the president? I mean, was there a fight in this soldier, even though he was still sometimes in a business suit?
Well, I think everybody in the Bush administration will tell you there was a lot of rivalry, policy rivalry. I don't think it was personal between Colin Powell and Donald Rumsfeld. They had a very different approach to the world, and largely Colin Powell and Dick Cheney, too, on many issues. Not all, but many.
Yeah.
I remember after one meeting and the situation where Colin Powell came up to my office, and this is as the discussion was about Iraq and should we go to war with Iraq. And Powell was the most reluctant of all about going to war with Iraq. Powell came up to my office and he said to me, you know, the Iraqis, every time they want to build a swimming pool in their backyard, they'll take some aluminum foil, put it together, and make it look like it's a radar dish. so that way our flights flying interdiction bombing runs and enforce a no-fly zone, pick it up, drop a bomb in their backyard, and we dug a hole for some guy so we could have a swimming pool. You know, Powell just had this humorous, if you will, way of dissecting these issues and saying, you know what, there's not as much there as Powell or Rumsfeld is telling us. And that just always stuck out in my mind as one of Powell's differences in approach and how he phrased it, that they just wanted to build a swimming pool so they got us to drop a bomb in their backyard.
Yeah.
That was Colin Powell.
Very interesting. What did you make of his pursuits after public life?
He was a quiet man. You know, I think it was after public life, I think he served on some boards. He was a very popular speaker, but I think he wanted to be a statesman. And he also started to support Democrats, which rubbed me the wrong way. There were things about John McCain I didn't like, but I ended up supporting McCain. I supported Romney. Colin Powell didn't. He supported Barack Obama. He supported Joe Biden. So politically, Powell was much more independent. That's his right. But it's part of Colin Powell always doing what he thought was best for America, not for any one party. And he was a strong supporter of George Bush in 2000 and a proud cabinet member.
Yeah.
And I think you can say the same. He was a proud supporter of Barack Obama.
Why do you think he never entered, you know, you said he wanted to be a statesman. Why did he never run for an office?
I think he personally found it unsavory, and he had to decide that he had it in him to put up with the antics of politics, the back and forth, bomb throwing. I think he found a lot of that just, I don't want to say beneath him, but I think he just thought it's not what you should do in America. And then there were issues with his wife, Alma. I think Alma really took security seriously as she worried about his physical safety, whether he would get assassinated.
Right.
And he always cared about her and what she thought.
Well, of course, he had big targets on him based on his support for what both Bushes were involved in the Middle East. And that makes a ton of sense. Ari Fleischer, former press secretary for George W. Bush, and very successful author and now pundit for Common Sense Across America. We appreciate your time today. Remembering Colin Powell, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. There he goes. The great Ari Fleischer. They don't make him like him anymore. He had great command of that newsroom in the White House every day. the girl we have there now, I'm not sure she knows what's going on. But anyway, great memories of Colin Powell. Stay with us. Much more straight ahead.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, The Untold Story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McClane and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
We're very happy with the product. We're using it every day. My husband really loves it. He was a runner from when he was in high school. And past couple of years, he hasn't been running. So he's back to running. He's very happy, and he feels energized. I like the product, too. I think it's excellent. I can't see how taking fresh fruits and vegetables is going to harm you. Some of these drugs that they prescribe have all kinds of side effects. Well, I found no side effects with this, so I consider it like a little insurance policy.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kevin.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McLean and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only, November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us back on a Monday. Got a lot to get to yet on the show, yet to come up. Dr. Gina Loudon will be with us, and Scott Martin from Kramer Research will check the markets before we're done as well. But I want to go back to the mayoral race in New York City. As you know, we live in a unique part of the country. We have a big election year after every presidential year because you're usually electing a new governor for the Garden State and a new mayor for New York City. And joining us is the Republican nominee for mayor, Curtis Sliwa. Curtis, you are essentially in the home stretch here. There's less than 2 weeks until, in fact, a week from tomorrow, isn't it? That we are on the election trail, and I'm assuming that the campaigns are moving in kind of the closing argument stage of what you're trying to tell voters about. But I noticed that over the weekend, and I was watching SNL, and Mr. Adams had a commercial that hit just before the opening sketch, and it was all about very vague things. You know, New Yorkers deserve better education, and we deserve safety, but there was no concrete argument about how he's going to make education better or less crime in the city or the city streets safer. And so I'm curious, what is the Curtis Sliwa closing argument as you're coming down the stretch, and what kind of specificity are you telling the voters of New York?
Well, I think you have to look at the character of Eric Adams. Today, I refer all of your listeners and you to a piece by Greg Smith in The City, in which it talks about how Eric Adams, back in 1991, had portrayed an African-American female police officer, Lizette LeBron, as the scorned lover of another cop and displayed a picture of her in a bathing suit because she had exposed a cheating scandal amongst black candidates who were trying to become sergeants, taking the sergeant's test. She was proven correct. He continued to disparage her. Three people ended up getting convicted as a result of lying to a grand jury. And you would have thought that decency and humility would have had Eric Adams apologizing to her. No, he's refused to apologize. Unfortunately, she left the transit police as a police officer. It was her lifelong dream, hounded out. She lives upstate, and she says, "I can't understand. The guy never had the decency to apologize to me after destroying my life, ruining my reputation, depriving me of an opportunity of continuing on as a police officer in New York City.
So character obviously accounting for something that I think voters are going to be looking for. And I think every day, Curtis, people are saying, well, if someone is going to bring character to the table, then it's going to show up in policies as well. And the fact that you don't see, at least I can't find an articulation of anything in Eric Adams' policies that demonstrates how he's going to make New York City safer from crime, how he's going to reduce the criminal footprint and the rapid amounts of growth in shootings that we've had year over year. What are some of the specifics you're putting out there?
Kevin, he's had his chance. He's had 8 years with his friend de Blasio, his mentor, his Medici, the man who helped him get the Democratic nomination to run for mayor. What have they done? Look at Brooklyn, Kevin. 3 out of 4 shootings are not solved. When there have been multiple shootings out in the streets of Brooklyn at Brownsville at the Roosevelt homes, 8 people shot. He wasn't there. Curtis Sliwa was there. 5 right. people shot in drive-bys in Brownsville. Curtis Sliwa was there, not Eric Adams. He has become the tool of the wealthy, of the uber rich. You will find him in the Hamptons. You will find him in Martha's Vineyard. And you know, he spent a week in Monaco. Who the hell goes to Monaco other than if you happen to be the wealthiest and most influenced people in the world? He's been wine-dined and pocket-lined by people that he claims that he is not going to be at their beck and call. And I'm telling you, Kevin, he will not be for the people that I've been with in the public housing projects, in the tenements, in the streets, in the subways, in the parks, because that's where you have to rescue and recover our city. And that's not going to be Eric Adams. You can't do that in West Hampton. You can't do that in Martha's Vineyard or Monaco.
No, that's well said. And Curtis, I think one of the things that people know about you is that you didn't have a pang of conscience and come to the idea of helping the homeless or be concerned about crime in our city only to run for office. These are things you've been doing for 45 years.
And not only doing it, but it's a part of my way of life as a role model, as an example to others. These poor lost souls, the emotionally disturbed persons that we see in the subways, the streets, the parks, you have to ask yourself, how did they get there? Did they choose to be there? No. They were kicked out of state psychiatric facilities and municipal psychiatric facilities and even private psychiatric facilities at the start of the lockdown and pandemic. And I don't argue with that. We needed all the beds we could get. We had no idea of the volume of people who were succumbing to COVID-19. People were in fear. But once things subsided, Kevin, there was never an attempt to retrieve them, bring them back, continue to give them psychiatric care and the medicines that could normalize them. Instead, they became a detriment to themselves and everyone else. Even in the midst of the lockdown and pandemic, the officials closed the public lavatories and then complained that these homeless men and women and the emotionally disturbed were defecating and urinating in public. And I said to them, common sense should prevail. Where are these poor lost souls going to eliminate? Even billionaires have to eliminate each day. And they have no attachment to the streets, no compassion, no consideration. When I'm mayor, we're going to take these lost souls. We're going to bring them to mental health care facilities, provide them with their medicine. The homeless, we are going to repair them so that they can get back to society without having the drug and alcohol problems that plague them, and teach them negotiable skills so they can get out there and become self-sufficient, get a job, and be able to make their own decisions in life instead of being warehoused in shelters, which exist now. You have to be in by 10 o'clock at night. That's your curfew. They kick you out the door at 7:30, and they don't help repair what it is that ails you. That's going to change when I'm mayor.
All right. Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com. If you want more information, Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com. Curtis, best wishes. We'll talk to you again before Election Day. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, there he goes. Off to campaign all over again. Kevin McCullough, it is a busy time of year. We will continue with the news of the day. Dr. Gina Loudon and Scott Martin from Kramer Research on Money Monday today. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay here.
from Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McClane and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com. From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641. Or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, still glad to be with you and still to come today. We'll check the markets with Scott Martin of Cramer Research before we're done. But I got to say, there's this weird thing that happened in Washington over the weekend. The president attended some event, some function at an Italian restaurant called Fiola Mare. And in D.C., the mayor there has said it's mask indoors everywhere all the time. And yet the Bidens were seen kind of just floating through this restaurant without their masks on. And you know what's odd about that is that this is they do this at this time, but shortly after, you know, when we had seasons where it was okay to take your mask off even outside, the president did this weird thing where he'd go to make a speech and he'd stop as he was at the podium and he'd stop and put his mask on. And you're like, which is it? Are you okay or are you not okay? Dr. Gina Loudon is here to discuss. Dr. Gina, I guess it depends on who the audience is as to whether or not he's going to have his mask on, huh?
Well, first of all, I don't think Joe Biden, you know, the resident, or knows much of anything is going on. I honestly don't think he knows where he is most days. I don't think he knows that he's president most days. You know, it really is just their utter disregard for the American people. If I had voted for Joe Biden, I would be so insulted at how stupid he thinks I am, that he's not willing to be held accountable for any of his campaign promises. He ran as a moderate. He's acting like, or the regime itself is acting like, a bunch of fascist communists. I cannot say how offensive I think it would be to me had I actually been one of the few people who did vote for him, because we all know it wasn't as many as they'd like to believe it is.
There is no doubt that is certainly being expressed. I mean, when you have the Let's Go Brandon chat breaking out or the chant in every corner of the country, I think you're having exactly what you're describing, a little bit of a rebellion of people saying, whether they voted for him or not, this is not working. But Gina, it's not just it's every member of his administration that is doing this. You know, last week we found out that Pete Buttigieg has had 8 weeks of time off, paid time off from his job as transportation secretary in the middle of a supply chain crisis. And it's as though they're like, well, I've got this benefit. I've got this 8 weeks of paid leave. I'm going to take it. The country can just, you know, bite it until I get back.
Well, and had he been through some horrendous labor and C-section and all the rest of the things that we women go through, that your beautiful wife has gone through so many times, then, you know, maybe a leave in the middle of a national crisis, even when it is your appointed job to do otherwise, would be understandable. They adopted two babies. Can we please not pretend like this isn't what we're looking at? Not only that, Gavin, these people are so brazen and their world is so apart that of the average American citizen that it's mind-blowing that anyone who's ever worked a blue-collar job, and yes, I did work blue-collar jobs much of my life, you know, and that they could ever consider supporting people in any way, shape, or form. They have become the most elitist snobs, letting Americans actually die for lack of treatment with COVID, as you know. So the rest of it really shouldn't surprise us, I guess.
Right. Hey, real quickly, before we're done, you did a very concise tweet this last weekend about the definition of communism, socialism, and fascism, and you helped readers understand exactly what we're dealing with here. And it caught my eye because my bride has said the same thing to our 11-year-old who's just newly politically awakened. But walk me through that for the benefit of my listeners in case they don't know the difference.
Well, the biggest thing is that, you know, we're always called fascists. You know, Antifa supposedly stands for anti-fascist. By nature of wanting a small government, a small federal bureaucracy, reduced burdens on business and on individuals, and empowering the individual to go seek the life and pursue happiness as our Constitution guarantees. By that virtue alone, we couldn't be fascists if we want to. It doesn't even work within our personal framework of morality. But the point about it is, you know, communists, and I think it's very important to distinguish this because we are already operating under a fascist regime. The Biden administration are fascist. Communism says that the government owns and controls all of the businesses. The thing about fascism is it's so much more insidious. All the government has to do, right, is pass everything off to businesses that they are hand in hand with. They with businesses. We've seen this just in spades with COVID, where they're working with big pharma to enrich all of their friends. We've seen it with their whole wacko, right, radical environmentalist movement, where they're doing the same things. They're enriching all of their friends by imposing things on the little people, small business, middle-sized businesses. That's where everyone's hurting. We are already a fascist nation, Kevin, and that should wake people up if nothing
else. It certainly should. Well, thank you, Dr. Gina, as always, for the explanation. And make sure you check her out tonight at 7 o'clock on Real America's Voice News. She is anchoring Dr. Gina Primetime, of course. And I think that I will be making an appearance there as well. Look forward to it. Dr.
Yes,
Gina, always appreciate you being here.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Kevin. Thanks for having
All right.
me.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's a Monday, so let's check the markets next. Stay here.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McClane and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert. In cinemas for one night only, November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com. From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Many doctors and specialists recommend eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables because they are scientifically proven to provide your body with numerous benefits. Inside each fruit and vegetable are thousands of nutrients known as phytochemicals. They help to keep your cells strong and healthy. For years, scientists have isolated certain phytochemicals, creating artificial vitamins. But phytochemicals need to work together, and isolating them can have harmful effects. Only by eating whole fruits and vegetables can you get all the phytochemicals working together in harmony. At Balance of Nature, we understand this. That is why we use whole, natural produce in our products, providing your body with all the nutrition it needs on a daily basis. See why people all across the world are taking Balance of Nature by going to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
if it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. On Mondays, you know, we like to take a peek at the stock market and the economy and the world of finance to try to figure out how we can help you, you know, in these really turbulent times. We want to make sure that you have the knowledge and the resources that are going to help you feel more confident about where you are financially and how to make the best plans to protect that which you've earned and worked so hard for. Scott Martin rejoins us. He is one of the top researchers at Cramer Research, which is the research arm of the millionaire maker Hillary Cramer and her public work that she does. Of course, she's with me on Monday nights on the Money Monday show on AM 970 The Answer here in New York, Radio Night Live. But here on this Monday, I thought it would be good to pick Scott's brain. Scott, what happened in the markets this last week? It seemed to be kind of a strange week. And I know that you watch these things for, you know, professionally. So give us some sort of understanding about where we are, particularly as it relates to the end of the year. Are we heading into a robust fourth quarter, or are we kind of just, you know, trying to hang on to the wind here?
Yeah, Kevin. Well, I think, yeah, you're definitely right there. It was a weird week. And especially people who've been schooled after the last couple of months, you know, oh, September is so scary, October is going to be even worse. And then suddenly the markets explode. And, you know, everything's up 2-3%. We're close to record territory again, which means that all that fear over the last couple of months evaporated instantly. And what's going on there is, you know, you're right, the end of the year is coming. Santa could be coming. And it looks like one way or another, the Fed is going to be our Santa this year. And the fact is, so much money is moving through the economy. It's a good thing and a bad thing in some cases. But with all that money, you know, people put it back into stocks if they don't need it to pay the bills that month. So stocks get more and more bids. Prices go up. Everyone gets happy. It's a virtuous cycle, and it looks a lot like a boom.
So what is it if it's not one, then?
If it's not one, we get a temper tantrum. And if you remember a couple of years ago, Apple, you know, in October, October is scary because Apple reports its numbers on the new iPhone. And a couple of years ago, iPhone sales, Apple tanks, and 20% down with it. Really scary thing, especially as people are checking out for the holidays. Thanksgiving turns into the holidays, turns into the new year. And that's when the Fed really had to step in and hold people's hands until Apple got its act together. That is the risk. You know, it's still earnings season. The numbers are coming out. We're seeing company by company who was naughty, who was nice. And Apple is in 2 weeks. So fingers crossed.
It seems so unfair for one stock to have that much influence, but that's the way of the market these days.
I'm with you. It is grossly unfair, but Apple is so darn big. It's a $2 trillion company, and like a year ago, 2 years ago, we were, you know, oh, the first $1 trillion giant. It's doubled since then, and that's during the pandemic.
Is there anything from the public policy world, like gas prices or inflation, that are driving sectors of the market? I know that you and the Cramer Research guys have always been very high on electric vehicles. I'm just curious, with $5 a gallon gas in some places, are people is that changing that equation a little bit?
It's changing the equation. It's moving the money around, I think, because the inflation is being caused by the Fed printing way too much money. And the more dollars you have in the economy, the less each one is worth. So after a year and a half of the Fed running the presses, each dollar is worth about 5-6% less, which jacks up the price of just about everything in the real world. Gas, I gassed up yesterday. It was gruesome. And, you know, concrete, copper, everything people need, food. But in terms of policy, I think we're pretty much stuck with this for right now. And that means accepting that the prices go up, you're going to want your money to work just as hard to keep up with them.
Yeah, which is going to make it harder because it's self-devaluating on almost a daily basis. So talk to me about this other sector, because I was speaking with your boss, Hillary Kramer, earlier this morning, and she was telling me that it looks like the housing market is going to do pretty well through the end of this year and probably into next. Is that your feeling as well?
It is. We just closed on a house up here in Maine. So, yes, the boom is still here and all the contractors are still booked well into next summer. And that means that, you can't get the boom to go away if they still have work. If they're still overworked for the next 6 months, 8 months, that's a lot of work to do. Yeah. And also in terms of the great Hillary Kramer, we do have our notes on this on the website. Just go to HillaryKramer.com, go to the trading desk, sign up. All the detail on everything I'm talking about right there.
All right. HillaryKramer.com. Hillary spelled with only one L and Kramer spelled with a K. And you put that together, HillaryKramer.com, and you can go to the trading desk and get these notes that Scott puts together. But you can also do something else. They have a whole series of newsletters that, depending on your appetite and your frequency and everything else that you want to be digging into the data, Scott and Tal and Hillary and the entire team are working very hard to make sure that you're getting good information on a weekly or bi-monthly or monthly basis, and sometimes even more often than that if you so like. But just go to HillaryKramer.com, Hillary Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R.com, and see for yourself how it all works out. Scott, if you were, just a couple of minutes to give me a symbol or two that you like for this week, what are you looking at?
This week, a little company called Affirm, A-F-R-M, is on fire, and it's been on fire for weeks. We've talked about it before. Buy now, pay later. That is really, and especially in an inflationary world, because you pay in deflated dollars. You get the thing now. That's unbeatable.
Well, it's AFRM if you want to look up the Affirm stock symbol, AFRM, buy now, pay later. It sounds like my grandmother's old layaway program from the Dillard's department store that she had 100 years ago. Anyway, Scott Martin, always appreciate it.
No, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Stay here.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McLean and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only, November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
Kevin McCullough, sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. He says, "What are you doing?" And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, "Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up."
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, "Whatever I'm doing, it's working."
had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
Here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. For the patients that I have taking it, it's been phenomenal.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
From Affirm Films comes the Kendrick Brothers' Show Me the Father.
All of us have a fatherhood story.
My dad was my hero growing up.
A father was somebody who disappointed you.
From the creators of War Room and Courageous comes an inspiring cinematic journey featuring five amazing true stories.
I'm stunned. He's real. He's really out there. This is really him.
Your perfect father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Show Me the Father. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters September 10th.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here and for checking the podcast out. Whenever you miss anything, you know you can find Kevin McCullough Radio on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, where we house it all. You can go to Odyssey, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. There's hundreds of aggregators that actually you can get it through. But go and subscribe, particularly at Spotify or Apple or Amazon or SoundCloud, and you'll get it every day. We never put it behind a paywall. It's always there for you to enjoy. Kind of a sad day. We started out talking about the loss of Colin Powell. He was a very complex character. Certainly was influential in multiple administrations. I think Fox News had a slideshow up earlier showing him with every president since Reagan. He served in a senior kind of leadership position of a variety of sorts. And, of course, ultimately as Secretary of State under George W. Bush, but also served President Clinton and also was very helpful to President Obama. And, you know, seemed to always be fighting for the good side. So I appreciate and will miss General Colin Powell as we have lost him today. But there's someone else that a little bit lighter note to end on, because as of October the 1st, at age 95 and 60 days of age, someone won a Guinness World Record.
I get a kick every time I see.
So you probably recognize the voice. It's Tony Bennett. But at age 95 and 60 days of age, 95 years, 60 days of age, he and Lady Gaga released the brand new CD or recording. Nobody does CDs anymore. Earlier this week or earlier this month, called Love for Sale. And it actually gave him his, not his first, but his fifth Guinness Book of World Records at 95 years and 60 days of age. And Tony Bennett released a video announcing the current honor from the Guinness Book. And he said, I want to thank everyone. Lady Gaga, whose real name is Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanata, also takes a moment in the video to note what a transcendent experience it is to be alongside a living legend. This is the oldest person ever to release a recorded album of song
that includes original material. And though it celebrates the music of Cole Porter, it was all 100% new arrangements that they did to it and everything else. So congratulations to Tony. Good way to end a otherwise kind of sad day, to see a nice guy like Tony Bennett getting a little bit of recognition for it. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I hope that you'll join us each weekday of this week as we have more breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. And if you're in the New York area or you want to listen online, every weeknight beginning at 7 o'clock, you can join me on AM 970 The Answer out of New York, where we will talk about things that are helping our country come back from pandemic, whether it's money, wellness, relationships, travel, food and fun, or legal matters. We cover it all on Radio Night Live weeknights at 7 here in New York on AM 970 The Answer and worldwide at AM970TheAnswer.com. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.